State lawmakers have some busy agendas coming up this week with work both in committees and on the floor. But one item that may or may not be coming up this week, the state budget. GOP leaders had hoped to have a new spending plan to debate and vote on by now, but those talks are continuing. Joining me for our weekly look at what to expect in the coming days at the state capitol is Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. Good Monday morning, Howie.
Good morning. Why do you keep asking me about this? It's sort of like you keep asking me the same question over and over, and you think that someday there's going to be a budget.
Well, eventually there's got to be, and we'll get to when that eventuality might come. But let's talk about something first off that is actually on an agenda for today. The Senate is going to be debating some changes to civil asset forfeiture laws. This has been such a big issue, especially in Pinal County, but really statewide over the last couple of years. What are they debating changing now?
Well, this, as you point out, goes back to some abuses in Pinal County in particular, although a lot of prosecutors have used this. The whole idea of civil forfeiture was, well, look, maybe we can't get a conviction, but we can deny the people we believe are guilty of the assets that they used, whether that's cash or whether it's the car used to transport marijuana or whatever it is. They had tightened up on this a few years ago and tried to have some procedures to make sure it was easier for people to get vehicles back, because you're not going to spend $5,000 to get your $3,000 vehicle back. The one thing that's left that Senator Eddie Farnsworth wants to clean up is the issue of you still don't need a criminal conviction to actually say we can seize the assets. And I think that that's kind of been, stuck in his craw that, you know, somehow you've got a whole different standard for taking away someone's car, someone's money. I mean, we think you're guilty. We cannot prove it in court beyond a reasonable doubt. But by George, we're going to keep the asset. And that's what this change is all about.
All right. So the Senate will be taking that up today. On the House side today, something that I think many Arizonans will not be excited about, changes to when candidates for political office can put their signs out on the public streets, right?
Are you suggesting that campaign signs are anything but beautiful?
No, they're gorgeous, aesthetically very pleasing, all of them.
Yes. Well, some of them are. I mean, Lila Alsa has had the sign with this beautiful green donkey that she's bought all over the West Side. Look, to a certain extent, this is another form of visual pollution. Now, candidates need to get their name out there, particularly if, in fact, you're a newbie. And right now, you can put it up 90 days before the primary. There are a lot of folks who say, well, wait a second, you know, my district is changing after redistricting, or I'm a new candidate, or something else has happened, and they want that name out there. So this would expand it. So essentially, starting in May, you'd start seeing those candidate campaign signs. And more to the point, it would prohibit cities from taking them down.
Wow.
Up to 188 days before the early August primary. This is, again, only something that perhaps a candidate could love. But, you know, it's good to be a legislator. You get to make laws.
Yikes. All right. Well, remember, don't inch out too far to try to see around those signs. You don't want to get into the oncoming traffic. Howie, something else that has been a pretty big point of discussion at the Capitol this year, that is, and it's been at the Capitol in years past as well, the idea of allowing community colleges to offer four-year bachelor's degrees. The universities and the regions don't like this. Community colleges do like this. What does it seem as though this is the year that this might actually happen? This has been sort of a perennial issue.
Well, let me put it this way. I think it's been discussed every year since I've been covering the Capitol since 1982. Usually the regents beat it back. And the way they do that is agree to do a little something more to work with community colleges. The fact is the regents and the three state universities have done a lot more. There are a lot of these 2+2 programs. You can actually live in Safford and get most of the way toward a degree program from ASU or NAU, for example. The other thing that's happened is the universities have made transferability of credits a lot easier. But there's still a lot of belief among rural lawmakers in particular that we want people to stay in town, because they sort of know that once the kid leaves town, it's sort of like the old, saying, how are you going to keep them down the farm after they've seen Paris? Well, how are you going to keep them in Safford after they've seen Tempe in the party school that ASU is? So they're hoping that if they can get kids to take a four-year degree in Safford, in Kingman, in Yuma, that they will stay there. Some of that comes down to, well, what kind of four-year degrees? You know, it probably wouldn't be anything high-tech, but you could probably get a teaching degree there. You could probably get a four-year baccalaureate nursing degree in a community college. And so it comes down to the question of convenience. It also comes down to the question of cost. Now, there are a lot of lawmakers who don't believe that somehow community colleges are going to start offering four-year degrees and they're not going to raise their property taxes. But that's where the devil comes down to the details.
All right, Howie, just a few seconds left. Budget this week, yes or no, do you think?
I think we will start seeing some numbers. I think they're finally getting to the point where, okay, we're into the second week of March here. We need to get something out there, even if it's not the deal. We do know that there have been negotiations between the legislative Republicans and the governor. A lot of it is them saying, well, okay, governor, we need this. And the governor saying, well, no, but I want this. For example, one of the things he wants is to eliminate the income taxes on military pensions.
Right.
So the question becomes, who blinks first? At a certain point, every budget is a compromise. They've got to figure out who gets the money. How much of it goes into one-time projects like road construction, how much goes into ongoing issues like more state aid to schools, and then who gets the tax breaks? Is it business? Is it veterans? Is it dog owners, for all I know?
All right, we'll keep our eyes open for that. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. As always, Howie, thank you.
You're welcome.